The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Yes, today, the 21st of September, and you know what that means.
What's that mean?
It means that we're almost finished with September, and look at the weather. It's going to be spectacular. 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue is still our producer this morning for a little while.
Just a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, Sue. Okay, what does Sue do? Sue does sales. Sue does news. Sue wants to go over there and learn about traffic and logs. Pretty soon, Sue.
Just run this place.
Well, you know what?
I'm hoping.
I told her, you make this much more money, you can run this place. Yeah. Make this much more money, and I'll work for you. I'll work for you. There you go. I'll come in the morning, do my silliness, and then just leave. And it's, let's build it into an empire.
Great.
Okay.
I'm good.
Hey, I know sounds you are. Like everyone's in agreement here.
Yeah, we've all agreed on it. We just got to figure out that one part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today is National New York Day. It's also National Pecan Cookie Day.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. I like pecan cookies.
Really?
You know, it's 62 degrees in downtown.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're looking for a high today of 81, a low this evening of 55. Wind strong out there, and we are in a red flag warning. Please, everyone, pay attention. Don't be doing something stupid along our roadways or anything, because this is very serious.
Watch your chains. Like today, I'm hauling horses, and I tell you what, I make sure those chains are well above the road.
Absolutely. Anything hanging off the back of your rig, or it's just way important. And we have historically had really bad fires in September and October. We're not out of danger yet. So on Friday, we're looking for a high of 81 and a low of 55. On Saturday, a high of 80 and a low of 58. On Sunday, 73 and 58. And going into next week, it's going to stay in those temperatures, which is just great. I mean, it's fall, and we're so happy that we've had a great, great summer and spring. And now the fall is just rolling in. But please be careful about those fires and pay attention to what you're doing. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, now, if you're in Redding and you use REU, in the last bill they handed out, you know, your bill, your monthly bill, there was something in it, I think, that says there's a proposed rate increase for water, wastewater, and solid waste. I don't remember seeing it, but I'll tell you why. Because about every third one I'll read, you know, they put out stuff. It's nice stuff and all that, but, you know, I didn't see it. Now, why is this important that you look at this? On page two, there's a protest form that says you can fill out, which says, I prefer not to have the rate increase. And if 50% plus one say that, they can't raise the rates. Unfortunately, how many people know about this? We just got with somebody from the city. Well, how do you know that's in there? He says, well, what else are we supposed to do? We put it in the bills. And I went, that's true, but, you know, can't you put a little line on the bill itself says rate increase coming? Look at something. And, you know, it was a blank look. But the thing is they
do. People don't read them.
By state law, this is the way they do it. And you think about it, well, we put it out to every rate payer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not our fault you don't read it. And you're absolutely right. But I didn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it's too late to go back in there and say, may I have another, please? You know, so I can fill it out.
Well, I'm sure you can go into the office and file a protest. I remember an election over in Cottonwood where they had a rate increase. The fire department had a rate increase. And they indicated that, you know, and they had, again, nobody said a word.
Yeah.
They sent it all out in the mail, and they sent it all out. And then the night that they went to put it in, the whole room filled up with a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because the city,
and, you know,
the council has to vote on it.
You did not notify us of this. Oh, and, yeah. I mean, it was full. And the postmaster stood up, and she had a bag.
Yeah.
This has happened before over there. And after the protest went out, someone went in there and asked her to take the garbage out of the garbage that day. All delivery in Cottonwood is by post office. Right. They had taken to the post office, pick your mail up at the post office, most of it. And anyway, she had taken all of them, and they were all in the garbage. People took them out of their mailbox and dropped them in the garbage.
Yeah, see?
And so,
now,
people, you need to be involved in your life if you're going to have a part in it.
Now, this is what it means. For the increase is, if a majority of customers turn into protests, there would be no rate increase. And the city says, if the proposed utility rates do not pass, services may be scaled back or modified accordingly to continue operations. They're asking for a 35% increase on your water bill between 2023 and 2027. They're asking for a 32% increase for your gray garbage can and 19% for your wastewater.
That's how they can separate the garbage more.
Yeah, biggest piece is inflation. That's the biggest reason for it, is inflation and the cost of equipment, infrastructure, all that. Now, here's something, and I understand it, but see, the city council has to be, you know, the ones that finally approve it. This is probably the same city council that did not pay back the $2 million for the soccer field.
Hmm?
They took it under one city council. Oh, we're going to pay this back. And several members of that city council are now still on this one. And they voted to not pay it back. So that was, what, $2 million that came out of REU. Could have been used for wastewater management and that. But I don't think they'll ever going to – they won't bring that up at all.
Well, somebody can bring
it
up.
The price of business just goes up. We're raising our rates.
At least you guys in the city of Reading are going to get an option, because we're getting notices every time we turn around, if you are on PG&E land, that they're raising our gas rates and our electric rates, and here's the reason why. And these rate increases are going through the system as we speak, and here's how you prepare for them. They're not giving us any option to say, yeah, no, we don't want them, or what's this all about? It's just that it's a done deal. They're going through the system right now, and this is what they're going to be. And this is what we can do to help you just cut down on your bills. You can, you know, round the season, round out your bills, and you can live at 62 degrees, and you can shut off everything, and yada, yada, yada. But
well, I'm not complaining.
It is
let
what
me
it
tell
is.
You. I am not complaining about REU and the service we get. In the cost of it, and you just figure it's gonna go up. That's the way it is. But there, you know, but what I was talking about though was the fact that the way they do it, but they do it by the law, and if you don't have any reason to complain, is a big thing. But our rates compared to PG&E rates, talking to the Middletons from House Realty. That's one of the things, you know, you say, okay, I can afford this house. But then you add on the $1,000 a month from REU, and then the problems with insurance, maybe an extra $800 a month for, you know, insurance. People can't afford the house they can afford because of that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the insurance is becoming a huge thing that didn't used to be, and there's no question about the fact that
Linda's brother lives in Carmichael, and his insurance company did not renew him. He lives in a nice area down there, and they didn't renew him. He goes, I'm sure they must have said something to me about this. And I went, he's pretty busy. And I went, yeah, they probably did, but here you are. You have no insurance on your multi-million-dollar house, buddy. You know, and he goes, yeah, I know. Other people are telling me up in Mount Shasta that they raised their property insurance. I think it was like $1,500 a year.
Mm.
He said, paid it right away. Just paid it.
Yeah.
Because other people aren't getting it.
So. Well, that's it. I mean, I live in the city of Anderson, a block off the river, right downtown, but in a residential area, and they, mine just doubled. Just doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and went, oh, that didn't look right. That looks more like my car insurance. Whoop, just doubled. No explanation.
They don't need to give an explanation.
No, but you pay it.
Oh, hey,
because you need to have fire insurance.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Going back to REU, Linda and I do the average. Mm-hmm. So we pay the same amount every month. And each year, then, it changes. Is it sometimes it goes up $15, sometimes it goes down, depending on our usage for the year. But it works out for us because then you know each month how much you're paying. You just make it, you know.
See, and I like the idea that all summer long, I don't pay anything. I mean, I pay $25, $30.
In the summer?
Well, I'm paying for his gas, and I have solar.
Oh, you have solar. That's right.
So all I'm paying for is the gas, and I'm not using much gas because I'm not.
Well, that's kind of different.
Yeah. So I like that. I like that $25, $30 bill all summer long. You know, much like the winter bill when everything I heat and everything on gas. And so that gas bill in the winter is a little bit more expensive. But you know what? It is what it is.
Hey, we got to take a break here. It's 7:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, locally run, local drain. I mean, it really is a community bank. They've been in the business 16 years. We do business with Cornerstone. I'm very, very happy with them. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. And they've won an award for being like at the top, you know, the 6th best small bank in the nation. I mean, you don't get that unless you know what you're doing. Cornerstone Community Bank. When we come back, we'll have Shining Care with us. They've got a big deal happening here soon.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you ready for an unforgettable weekend of amazing music and good vibes? Grab your friends, score some tickets, and get ready for an epic weekend of fun at Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. Reading Roots is a two-day event, September 22nd and 23rd, with 32 bands on three stages right here in the heart of downtown Reading. The festival is jam-packed with talented musicians bringing their unique styles and sounds, ranging from folk and blues to funk and rock, plus everything in between, including artists such as G-Love, Seth Walker, Sean Mullins, Diggin' Dirt, Royal Jelly Drive, The Brothers Reed, and many, many more. Reading Roots is thrilled to announce two recent partnerships. The first, a collaboration with Woody's Brewing Company on the limited special edition beer, Folk and Haze. Due to limited supply, you may only get to try it at the festival. The second partnership is with the beautiful historic Cascade Theater, which is one of three stages this year. Don't miss your chance to be part of this celebration of music and community. For tickets and more information, including the entire lineup with bios and schedule, visit us online at readingrootsrevival.org. Reading Roots is a 501c3 nonprofit. Give me a kiss and let me take a
sip of your love. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Linda's and Trish's favorite hangout. No, it's not a bar. It's Four Winds Jewelry.
It's like a candy store.
Well, see, just like that. And it has a great selection of jewelry, everything from Native American to, estate jewelry, new pieces, everything. It's the only full-service jewelry
great
store in Reading.
Great collection of turquoise.
Right. Oh, yeah. And it's locally owned, locally operated. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And we're here with Colleen Nelson. Colleen, it's really Colleen, because she's missing an L off her name tag there. And Sherry Duff.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we had to go through that a few times because Duff. If I didn't hear, I wasn't sure. Then she said something about Duff beer. There's Duff beer?
On The Simpsons, yes.
On The Simpsons.
Yes.
When you say Simpson, I think Simpson University. That's right. I don't think they got a beer bar out there. But you know what? I'm so far behind some days that I see myself in the far distance going, how did I get there? So, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got something happening here.
Oh, we always stay busy.
Always.
Yes.
Lunch and learn. What is that?
Our lunch and learns are an educational component of Shining Care, just out in the community, educating them on different topics. And the one that's coming up next week in Reading on the 25th is we're going to be talking about Medicare. We'll be talking about Medicare fraud. Oh, sorry. The ABCs of Medicare, Advantage plans, supplement plans. Sherry's here today because she is really great with the Advantage plans. That's one of her key pieces that she works with the older adults in their Advantage plan. You want to talk?
So one of the things that I like to stress is just people being aware of their options and how they are going to affect them, because a lot of times once you are in a plan, you're in that plan for a whole year. So it's so important to review your plans, especially during the open enrollment period coming up October 15th through December 7th.
And this is important because you can't enroll after that. Is
you can't
that
change
true?
In the middle of the year.
You can't
right.
change.
There's, right. There are obviously exceptions, but for the most part, yes, once you make your selection, you are stuck with it, good, bad, or ugly.
And you need to – a lot of people think, oh, what difference does it make? Well, it makes a difference according to the kind of medication that you take, the kind of services you're involved in, all those things, and the and it can make a big difference.
It can make a huge difference. And the prescriptions, like you're saying, a lot of people will say, my plan's been working great. Why do I want to change? It's like, well, did you pay attention to the paperwork you got? Some of the plans can double their premiums, or your prescription has changed the tier, so it's going to cost you more. So it's vitally important to go to an agent, in my opinion. It doesn't cost you any more to use an agent. If you use a local agent.
You mean like an insurance agent?
Exactly.
Right. And let me tell you, and I thoroughly agree with you, because Judy Maxwell was in here talking about
yes.
these different plans. One of them, if you live in Sacramento, is good.
Yeah.
Doesn't work up here, and I can't remember the name of it, but it, because we're in a rural area and nothing that they offer is really carried up here, or you know, for people, even though it's got quote a lower price, you can't use it.
And the advertising,
so go into an agent.
Right, and the advertising up here is so frustrating because they are advertising plans
yes,
that
aren't are.
Available
yes,
up
they
here.
Are.
So people are wondering, why am I
they
not getting all free stuff?
Okay, not shot, but they should be brought out, flogged, because they're cheating people, even though it's, quote, legal.
But
oh, we're playing these all over state.
It's the example of everything that we do up here in the North State, where what works in Los Angeles doesn't work in Hayfork. You can't make decisions.
No.
for a diverse state like California is. You've got
exactly.
to do it on the local level.
We should
and that information is available.
Oh, yeah.
It,
it is available to everyone. You just have to pay attention and be your own advocate.
And you all are here to help people with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And one of the advantages, in my opinion, of using a local agent, it helps my business so I can help support places like Shining Care who are helping our community.
Stay in front of the mic. There
Sorry.
You go. No, you're doing fine. You're doing great.
We have a tendency to talk to whoever we're talking
yeah.
to.
Don't talk
away from the microphone.
Talk to me.
Okay. It's all about you. Sorry.
It's all about me. Talk to me only because it keeps your face directed. Or you could really kind of, if you kind of turn around a little bit, you can talk to Sue, but never talk to Colleen.
Okay.
Or Trish.
It's all right. I'm
okay.
used to it.
Now, do you having a, September 25th at
okay.
the Pathway Church? Is a lunch and learn. That sounds like cool. And it's
yeah.
a complimentary lunch.
Yeah, you'll get a complimentary light lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be talking about, you know, like I said, the Medicare pieces. And then we'll also be talking about the master plan for aging for the state of California and how to have your voice heard. We'll have Carolyn Nava here, and she will be talking about that of because it's really important to get our community leaders, our businesses, our family caregivers, everybody to know about the plan.
And I'm going to take an early break and because I want to talk about this. This sounds kind of like something that people should be involved with.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. How about that? We've been just talking about how important it is to go to an insurance agent to talk for Social Security. She has come on and she has warned us about these plans that you all are talking about that work good. If you're in an urban area. Judy's been doing this since 1993, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you want an opinion on your on which plans to take, on your homeowner's insurance, all of these things, give her a call, 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, she does great work, and we do business with her. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey NorCal, Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. It's going to be a beautiful day, except we got a fire watch tonight. Is that what you're saying?
Everyone be very, very careful. No, we're on a red flag warning. We will be for a couple of days. High winds, fire danger, very, very high. Be very careful if you're out. The temptation, I mean, it's cooler. People are wanting to get out, and they're wanting to do yard work and use those weed eaters and all those things. And please be very careful. And as you indicated earlier, be very careful if you're traveling on the road. You've got a truck behind you. You're not dragging a chain or anything behind you. Big fire danger.
This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes, from small that fits in your backyard to large that you can build huge things with. All of this is at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Rent it for a day, lease it for a year, or buy it. You do it all, they do it local. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. And we're here with Shining Care and Colleen Nelson and Sherry Duff. We're talking about a luncheon they're having on the 25th of September, and it's at the Pathway Church. Right here in Reading. It's you have to register, but it's a free lunch, complimentary lunch, and they're going to have a variety of topics they're talking about.
Carl, let's expand that just one thing. So while we're talking about this, because the same exact thing is going to be happening at the Frontier Senior Center on September 26th, the next day. So it, we have it here in Reading on the 25th, and it is at the Frontier Theater.
So you move it over. So it's a traveling road show.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, well, no, that's good. I didn't know about that.
So while we're talking about it, we can talk about, you know, both of them. And if you're in Reading, you can register for this one. And if you're in Anderson, you can register at the Frontier Senior Center.
Talking to the microphone.
Yeah. Don't look at that. Yeah.
Colleen, what is the master plan for aging?
You know, that's our future.
I wish I'd had that.
Yes, we are involved with that. We are working with the Dan Coalition with the Master Plan for Aging. And it's really, we will be discussing that with Carolyn Nava at the Lunch and Learns. And she'll be talking about what that's going to look like and how to get your voice heard for your area. And we're so rural up here. We really need our voices heard. We need our leaders, our community leaders, our government officials to get involved with the Master Plan on Aging for our area so we have a voice to be heard.
What is it, though? I mean, what's the master plan? I mean, is that just kind of a catch-all name, or is there really a plan that
there
the state
actually is,
using? Is
a plan, and that's what Carolyn's going to be going over is the five goals that they have in that plan and when it's going to be implemented. And because they have been working on this for quite some time, it's just things are it's starting to get closer and closer to actually unfolding because you've done all of the foundation work of you know bringing something on.
Well, what are some of those, like a specific? I mean, you don't have to give me every one of them, but what's the, you know, is it like health care? Is it, increased housing for the elderly, those kind of things?
Yes, they are. They are. We are, because the biggest thing when we go out and we talk to families about their older adult of them, what we're seeing a lot of is they can't afford health care. They can't afford home care. They can't afford their bills. I mean, there's so much going on with our elderly. They're just barely surviving in these homes. They want to stay in the home. They want to stay in their community. But how do they? And it's pretty tough to do these days when you're being charged $40 an hour for someone to come in to assist you if you don't qualify for in-home supported services.
And the issue is if we could develop the plan which changes the way government deals with all of these programs, because if it is cheaper for society, it's cheaper for government, and it's certainly a bit more beneficial for the individual to stay in their home to that rather than to be institutionalized.
Yes.
And if we would relook at the way we distribute our funding for those things and stop paying attention to all of these mass services and target keeping our seniors in their home, it would be a better solution for everyone involved.
It is. It is. When we go out and we talk with the families, I mean, that's usually the point that they want. They want to stay in. They want their loved one to stay in that home and age in that home. Because they don't want to be out of that house. That's everything they know is there.
Housing for all stages and ages, age disability, dementia friendly, and climate and disaster ready, of course. Health reimagined. Inclusion and equity, not isolation, caregiving networks, and affording aging. So all those are the five. I know, I'm
over here giving Carl a thumbs up. Yeah. Good
that?
Job.
Well, believe it or not, when I put it into the search engine, I didn't even get it finished and it popped up.
Oh, yeah.
So it must be a lot of people looking at this thing. So what they're doing is that they want input on something, again, as you said, extremely true. Something that works in L.A. may not work out here. You know, if they're talking about, well, you've got to do these things. Well, we don't have, one, the money or the land or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and then when you get into health reimagined, y'all just chat on. I'm going to look at
them. Well, one of the things we have to recognize, and I remember when I was very involved with this and just the price of a home-delivered meal, and they would make the reimbursement based upon what it costed. You get so much per meal.
Right.
Well, in Los Angeles County, we can deliver 1,000 meals within a two-block area. In Shasta County, to deliver 1,000 meals, you've got to travel 3,650 square miles, and it costs a whole lot more per meal.
Yes.
But we were reimbursed exactly the same amount as they were reimbursed throughout the state. These are the issues they can't look at unless we look at changing that plan to fit the locality where you live.
Yeah. And they got to understand that this is going to affect everybody.
We're all going to get old.
We're talking about our kids. This is how they're going to be, you know, having to age. So, I mean, on October 20th down in Red Bluff, they are having a big, what do I want to say, workshop. We have state officials coming in that will be talking about this, and it's on the master plan for aging, but we'll be sending more out. Carolyn's trying to get the word out, and it's really important.
When you read these things like Health Reimagined, if you get past the first paragraph where it's systemic racism, disproportionate deaths, and all this, once you get past that, just skip the first paragraph if you have problems reading this. And then get into the second one. It really is. They're talking about as people age, being able to have the health care, especially since we're living longer, then we have dementia, then we have Alzheimer's. Did you know Raquel Welch died from Alzheimer's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, 82. Now, that's within striking distance. But what they're saying here in this is that how do we redo our health system so that you're more in, that more services are available at a cost that people can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're having this, and this is what you're going to be talking about, what could be the impact up here? And which is why we really want to, why we're really pushing this.
Well, again, we're a rural area, and we just said what works in LA may not work up here. We know it's not going to work up here.
Yeah.
We are all scattered. It's tougher to have this in place, you know, and have these components that people can be able to access and be able to get the help that they need would be amazing. And granted, it's years to come. I mean, this is not something you can just pop out overnight. So we've been with this, helping with them, trying to get this out. You've got to stay connected to this.
Well, when you get towns like Bernie. And Bernie and places like this. I mean, you're ready and you got a better shot at it. But you get to places like, you know, in our surrounding towns, they're not going to have a dementia facility there.
No,
they're not going to have the ability to help people out there in the rural areas. If you aim everything for the urban areas where they can build, you know, multi-level, multi-room facilities, you're not going to get that there.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to transport people, or they're going to have to come to the nearest large population center, which is us, and that means that we're going to have to build those.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to be able to provide, really look and start looking outside the box and think about traveling clinics that travel to these communities with all of the things that they need and have those on a regular basis throughout Shasta County or throughout Modoc County.
And those are
the kind of things that can be developed
into
that plan.
Yes, those are things can, but if you have people with dementia that need help, they're not going to get it up in Bernie or Bieber or Hayfork or Weaverville might get better. But so you've got to have those facilities. Am I right here or not?
No.
You can tell me I'm wrong. Everybody else does.
But, you know, you do look at things like Bernie. Anytime you go outside of Reading, we just have a smaller and smaller amount of things that we're able to use as resources. Because Shasta County has a lot of resources here. But when we look to help Trinity, there's barely any services up there.
And if they had not put that clinic up there, Reading Rancheria, put that clinic up there, they'd really be hurt.
They would. Yeah. And it's tough to help. And so it'd be nice to be able to have a say of, you know, we need help in these rural areas. And they need to help figure that out. How can these folks still get these services?
So this meeting then on the 25th and the 26th, down in Anderson, 26th, 25th up here in Reading, you're going to talk about the five aspects of the master plan of aging. They need ideas from the rural areas. Where does insurance fall into this, Sherry?
Unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover a lot of these needs that arise when we do age. You know, Medicare has very specific things that they cover. So a lot of people erroneously think, oh, it's going to cover my long-term care or it's going to cover some of these things, and they don't. You know, if you go into skilled nursing, they expect you to be getting better and to be able to move back to your home and resume your lifestyle. They are not a long-term solution for the aging aspect.
And the veterans home out there, I think they're
at capacity.
At capacity. Yeah. Well, they're at capacity in their memory, assisted living. I think they still have rooms open, but it's because they don't have the staffing. Yeah, how about that? Okay, so what we need to do is we're going to take a break and then come back and talk about the what people can do. And if nothing else, just showing up and learning about it. Because you're right, this isn't an overnight, oh, it's going to change tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's going to have an impact on your pocketbook. Because what we're talking about here essentially is socialized medicine. I mean, it just is. They're going to provide everything. Now, it may be, maybe people may be paying into it, which hopefully that if they can, they will. But what are you going to, you can't ignore a million people.
Well, and the funding sources have changed dramatically over the last few years from the Older Americans Act and the Older Californians Act. There was a time when all of the services under the Older Americans Act were distributed, all the funds from them were distributed to the elderly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5 years ago, 7 years ago, the term was changed from, and we read it every day when we do our ads for the falling thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is now elderly and disabled. And now they've taken that pot of money that forever was restricted to the elder population, and they have distributed over the elderly and the disabled, which takes that money and spreads it out over your entire lifetime.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injury, and work injuries can be life-changing, give Patrick a call for a free consultation at 530-262-2168. He's an expert in workers' comp. He's a veteran. He's a former law enforcement officer. He worked for the insurance companies for about a year. That's all he could take. And he's opened up his own place here several years ago. He's going to fight for you. Like I said, any questions, give him a call. 530-262-2168 today for a free consultation. We'll be right back.
Elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Fire up those taste buds, because Wind River Resort and Casino is teaming up with Friends of Whiskey Town to bring you the first annual
Beans and Brew.
Enjoy tastings of local chili recipes in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. And vote for your favorite Beans and Brew. 50% of all proceeds will go to Friends of Whiskey Town. Tickets for this tasty event are just $20 plus beans. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, or you can hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. Linda's going to come on at 8 o'clock because she is giving away tickets to the Reading Root Festival. Roots something. Reading Roots Revival, sorry, but you'll hear her at it. Trish and I are here with Colleen Nelson and Sherry Duff from Shining.
Oh, I'm going to let you hear it. Shining.
Shining Affair.
Shining Care.
Shining Care.
I have a problem, let me tell you why I have a problem with this. So many years of my life, I dealt with counterterrorism and all this. And there was a Peruvian group of terrorist called the Shining Path. So, oh yeah. So every time I say shining, my head just clicks over to path, unless I'm looking at it. I swear to God, go out, look it up. But that's why when I hear shining, I think path, because that's all I said for years. That's no excuse. That is absolutely no excuse, but that was why I had a problem with that. Anyway, we're here talking about a luncheon to get ready to have.
So I want everybody out here that's listening, let's tell them how they can register for this, because it's important. And if you're listening and you think there's some information you could learn here, not only about the Medicare programs, and it's going to be the open season enrollment is coming up in October, so now's the time to find out about that. You can go on Monday in Reading, or you can go on Tuesday down at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, and you can get a free lunch. Yep. You can talk about all these things and be a part of getting and establishing our aging plan for the future.
Yes, definitely.
So how can they register for these, Colleen?
They can do it a couple of ways. We have it on our website and our Facebook. at shiningcare.org for our website. Then go to events and you can register right there. Or you can do it on Facebook. Or if you're not really wanting to mess with the computer, give us a call. If I don't answer, just leave your name and your phone number and an email. And I will get you registered and I will call you back and let you know that I have that done for you.
Okay, and if you can call down at the Frontier Senior Center, she is taking the information and forwarding it on. So I just encourage you to take the time to do this. I mean, you got nothing else to do for lunch those 2 days. So if you're in Reading, do it. Anderson on Tuesday, go down to the Frontier Senior Center, free lunch, and you know, do a little socialization and learn a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. We mentioned the time?
It is from 11 to 1. There's kind of, so you basically have two sessions. You have your morning one at 11, which is your Medicare, and then at noon is the master plan for aging. So those that are community leaders, government officials, businesses, folks that, you know, want to hear that part, they can either do one or both sessions.
So. Well, like you said, you're going to be talking about the Medicare Advantage, the pluses and the pros and cons, I guess I should say, of that.
True.
And
yes.
Because there are some. I didn't realize it, you know, why. We talk about how it works in urban areas, but you say it works up here for some people, too.
It can. Yes. Can. Proceed with caution, though.
Yeah, and that's why you're there, is to learn about this. Medicare fraud. We're blessed because we have, besides Medicare, we also have TRICARE from the military. So we're covered on a lot of these things automatically. That Medicare is our primary, but then TRICARE is our backup. But a lot of people don't have that backup, and that's one of the things you're going to be talking about.
You know, we'll have vendors there, too. I mean, so after this, they can chat with the vendors there. Sherry will be there. We'll have our other sponsor is PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, HICAP, so the Health Insurance Advocacy Program. Pam will also be talking about the fraud and the other components as well. But you'll be able to chat with them afterwards.
And just as a note, we do have 2 days a month down in Anderson, the HICAP program. We have someone there. You can make an appointment, come in and talk about these things.
Well, this is a good way to get it all kind of at once and then take some notes. But the master plan on aging is, I can see right now that it's an urban-based, really. Mm-hmm. It's for population centers just by reading just superficially this. And so then how do we incorporate those ideas up into the rural areas? Because there are a million of us up here. Mm-hmm. And
they make the rules, and we have to figure out how to make them work for us in this area.
That's the thing.
The more input we can have into that process, the better off we are.
Now, what do they do with this information that you're going to gather? You know, it could be a lot of good ideas. So what happens after that?
Well, let me tell you, that would be Carolyn Nava. she's the one who is actually speaking on this coming from.
Okay.
And
coming from.
She actually works at Disability Action Center.
Oh, okay.
Out of Chico. But she is on quite a few different teams and committees. And she is an amazing go-getter. She'll be here on Monday and Tuesday. I think she's actually going to spend the night.
Is she like on a state level board that, you know, does this kind of stuff?
Yes, she.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get at.
Yes, and that's why we're bringing her in, because she has all of the
details.
So she
can go back.
Yes, I'm just here to round you up and get you there so you can
And you
hear.
Do a great job at that, honey. Okay, now we're talking. I've got a couple minutes. It's going to be on the 20th. Okay, we're going to do that right now. But thank you. It's September 25th. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pathway Church on Vista Loma Drive. You need to register. You can either go to the website or call 530-232-5543. They're going to talk about the ABCs of Medicare, including Medicare scam, and that's going on, mm-hmm. Long-term care planning, and then have a voice in the master plan for aging. They're building it right now. So you want to have at least something that's going to go down, and the ideas that will go back down to those people that are building it. Did I catch all that?
Yep, you did.
The webpage again is
shiningcare.org. Or again on the Facebook, you can click there too at Shining Care. and get registered.
Okay.
We just need a head count so we know how many lunches to bring.
There you go.
What kind of lunch?
I don't know yet. Surprise.
Like the lunches are good. I've been to some of their programs before.
I like bologna sandwiches. When's the last time you had a good bologna sandwich?
Yesterday.
Really? Yesterday?
I love bologna sandwiches.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh. I knew I loved you for a reason. What do you put on your bologna sandwich?
Oh, I'm just a plain girl. It's just two pieces of wheat
white bread.
White bread? Wheat.
If you're not eating white bread with bologna, you're not from my part of the country. All right, we have to take a break. And we'll talk more about this. We have the information, and we'll keep announcing it during the week. We're going to take a break for the news, and then Linda's going to come back for a couple minutes, and she's going to give away Redding Roots Revival stuff. We'll be right back.
Spending a few days in New York at the UN, Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. today, visiting with Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill. The visit comes as President Biden looks to send tens of billions of dollars more to Ukraine.
President Biden is seeking an additional $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine, but approval of that request is in doubt because of a growing partisan divide in Congress. Some House Republicans want to cut U.S. assistance, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy prefers that Ukraine aid be debated as a standalone bill.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Back in Ukraine, there were Russian missile strikes across the country overnight. The attacks left at least two people dead. House Republicans, members of the Judiciary Committee, grill Attorney General Garland on allegations of political weaponization of the Department of Justice.
The Attorney General indicated he couldn't remember speaking to anyone at the FBI about the Bureau's Hunter Biden investigations.
I don't recollect the answer to that question.
He also said he had followed his pledge not to interfere in the Hunter investigation, but declined to say whether or how often he had spoken with the newly appointed special counsel David Weiss, citing the ongoing investigation.
I do not intend to discuss the internal Justice Department deliberations, whether or not I had them.
Edwin Mora.
No end in sight to the flood of illegal aliens surging into the U.S. across the southern border. The mayor of the besieged city of Eagle Pass, Texas, says many of them are military-aged men from Venezuela. And now the Biden administration would like to make it easier for them to work legally in the U.S. On Wall Street, stocks in the red this hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
British lawmakers have approved an ambitious, albeit controversial, new Internet safety law.
The law contains wide-ranging powers to crack down on digital and social media companies like TikTok, Google, and Facebook, as well as Instagram parent Meta. The government says the online safety bill will make Britain the safest place in the world to be online. But digital rights groups say it threatens online privacy and freedom of speech.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Syrian President Assad has arrived in China, his first visit to the country since the start of Syria's 12-year civil war. Assad arrived today in the city where the Asian Games are being held. Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to hold a banquet and take part in other bilateral activities with Assad and other heads of state attending the games. Beijing has been one of Assad's main backers during the Syrian war. News and analysis at townhall.com. 91-year-old Georgia sheriff is hanging up his badge.
That's after more than 50 years as the county's chief lawman. Houston County Sheriff Cullen Talton won't seek re-election in 2024 and will step down at the end of his term. Houston County commissioners call Talton the longest-serving sheriff not only in Georgia but in the United States. Talton first elected sheriff in 1972. He's a former dairy farmer who earlier served as county commissioner in the middle Georgia county. John Scott reports.
Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman says ongoing negotiations with Israel mean the prospects of normalized relations between both countries get closer every day, but he's quick to add that the treatment of Palestinians is very important. The Crown Prince, interviewed by Fox, in the past, the Saudis have said any deal would require major progress toward creation of a Palestinian state. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com and join, be part of the show, ask questions through there, just make comments as long as they're readable on the air. Let me see. Christina's back. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
How are you today?
Living a dream.
Every day.
Every day. Okay. And I got Trish Clark here, which is part of why I live the dream, is because Trish is here.
And it's Thursday morning. I love Thursday mornings. 63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 81. A low of 55. And remind everybody, we have red flag warnings until September 21st. Be very, very careful. We're going to have high winds throughout the area and great fire danger. So be very, very careful with what you're doing out there. Good time to get out and do some yard work. It's cooling off. But careful with those weed eaters and all those things. And if you're traveling with any kind of equipment, be sure you're not dragging any chains behind. The weather, we're going to Tuesday. Friday is going to be a high of 81 and a low of 55. On Saturday, a high of 80 and a low of 56. On Sunday, 73 and a low of 59. And that's kind of continuing into next week, the low 80s and the high 70s. And the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, good morning. And before we start with our guest, we've got a couple of things we want to do. And Preston Sharp's on. Preston, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Great. You got something coming up.
Awesome. Yeah, I have a Flag and Flower event September 30th to help raise money to place flags and flowers out in Normandy next year.
Okay. And how can people help? Where's this going to be?
Yeah. So you can help buy tickets on my website, PrestonSharp.net. You fill in some of your information, and then your name will be on the list when you come to the event. So your ticket you can just buy online. You don't need to see me in person. As well as everything is going towards honoring veterans. And as most of you guys know, I've already placed flags and flowers out on all 50 states. So now my goal is to go over to Normandy in the middle of summer next year and place flags and flowers, honor those veterans.
At the American Cemetery in Normandy?
Yeah.
If y'all don't know who Preston Sharp is, shame on you. How long you been around, Preston? I mean, how long you been doing this?
I've been honoring veterans. I think it's been almost 8 years now.
And how old are you now?
I'm 17, about to turn 18.
Okay.
And I started when I was 10.
Okay. So he was 10 years old, and he was out at his grandfather's site, and he looked around, and there was no, it was Veterans Day or something like that. Forgive me for not knowing exactly. And you notice there were no flags or flowers up. And this 10-year-old decided, well, I don't think that's right. and his journey has taken him through all 50 states, White House. He's been in for the president's address to Congress because of something you started when you were 10 years old when you noticed there weren't flags up.
And if you haven't been to one of these events and taken part in it and worked with Preston placing these flowers and flags and stuff, it's really great to see the young people involved, specifically Preston, and take part in what he's accomplished.
Preston, so this one is going to be, tell us again when and where.
Yes, September 30th at the Anderson VFW, and you can get tickets online at PrestonSharp.net.
There you go, and this is, I mean...
What an endeavor all the way to Norman.
We have watched him for, 8 years now. And, we know your mom, and we know the people around you. And this has taken on its life of its own. Do you have any time to do anything else, Preston?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a hobby? Do you have a hobby?
Yeah, well, I'm in Utah right now. Because over the whole summer, I was working in Chicago. During door-to-door sales. And so I'm in Utah right now because that's where my company is based. So I have fun sometimes.
Okay.
And my main thing that I wanted to do when I started honoring veterans, I know you guys, talked about it a little bit. Like, when I was 10 years old, my goal wasn't necessarily, not yet, to honor veterans in all 50 states. It was to make sure that the veterans got recognition for everything that they do and still do today, and that we just make sure that they never feel forgotten. And my motto is just to honor veterans every day and not just on holiday.
God bless you, Preston, and you've always, will always be more than happy to talk about this, to publicize it, and for the honor you bring to the veterans. And we so much appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Okay, now Preston, we've got your on Facebook. Your things always share those. But we're going to get some more stuff out here and make sure we everybody understands that it's going to be at the VFW post. It's on the 30th, and you.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
VFW. Oh no! I was just saying yes. Sorry.
I just want to make sure I got it right. The VFW post.
Yeah.
Down in Anderson, on the 30th. And how do you register again?
Yeah. You can go to PrestonSharp.net and buy tickets on there.
Okay.
As well as if anybody owns a business or they're willing to, donate raffle prizes or anything, we're still accepting those as well. You can just get a hold of me at my email, veteransflagsandflowers@gmail.net.
You got it, buddy.
.com.
No, yeah. Thank you very much. Pass our best on to your mom, too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you
all
take
right.
care.
Bye-bye.
I love that. Linda Bott is here.
You know, when you talk about, let me just quickly talk about Preston Sharp and the fact that, when we get emotional because we know that spirit, I really believe that people sometimes are born, we're all born with a calling. We just sometimes don't know at what stage in our life these gifts that are given to us when it is awakened. And for Preston, it was 10 years old, and here he is at 17, and he's doing all these magnificent deeds, and he means it. It was never about fame for him, but fame did come to him through these things because it's almost like a miracle to see when somebody does something that is so for the good of others and in the memory of and in the honor of.
And we can't forget April.
And I like how he says, remembering veterans every day. Yeah, because April, his mother, and as well as many other people around supporting that family, had to take him to these places. I mean, her life was dedicated into bringing him to so many locations so that he could put flags on every grave.
And they were buying those flags and flowers or decorations out of their own pockets for a while.
Yeah.
And hopefully I saw April, can't remember, not too long ago, but every so often they still have to dip in to get it. So he ought to have I don't know if he has a non-profit or not, but he ought to be on Giving Tuesday, and we can fix him up so he's got enough flags and flowers for the next 5 years. Anyway, Linda's giving away some.
All right, guys, coming up this weekend, you know, everybody's been talking about it, and you can go online so you can figure out. I've got two wristbands. These are 70, let's see. I think it's $60 a day, so these are good for one day. So you either have Friday that begins at 5. We have 32 bands in the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday. 32 bands, 3 stages. These are going to be good for, when you wear this green band, it's either good for a Saturday or a Friday. So hopefully that call is coming in, because tomorrow we're going to be giving 3 away in the morning show. They brought us by, because we're helping to sponsor this event, these 2 wonderful wristbands. I know we're going Friday night. We start at 5 o'clock at the Paseo with Danger Kitty. And we're going to be there as long as we can, and part of Saturday night as well.
You mean death
we
rock?
Have international and national great roots rock. This is an amazing event. It keeps growing. Very powerful. We talk about Reading and the
You've
good things.
You've already told them. The phones are ringing off the hook right now. Okay, so the whoever calls in first gets 2 of these. We're going to give away 2 and 1 tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll give 3 away tomorrow. Yeah, so we'll probably give 1 and then yeah, okay, anyway, so let's just focus on this right now.
This is going to be a great event, so you can use this either Friday or Saturday night. Okay? So we've got names and the people are still calling. So, but we got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, why not, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost for the people in the program. And the whole mission behind this is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. For more information on this, and give them a call at 530-842-1687. And Lori just scored 2 tickets.
Lori, come on in and get your tickets this morning. We're only here till about, what, 10 o'clock today?
No, I think I have people here till at least noon.
Okay,
and
so
the reason I'm telling you this is because we have a horse movement today. So otherwise, I'd be here.
Come by this morning or tomorrow morning.
If you can't get in because it's going to start tomorrow.
Give us a call.
Give us a call. We'll make sure somebody's here to make sure you get those tickets.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you. All right, let's take a break. Okay. Sorry.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/event or call 530-232-5543.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in Jefferson, state of mind.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Welcome back. You know what? You didn't get the word about Take Me Home Tonight. Did you get the word from the last producer yesterday? That somewhere in here, say the next break, Take Me Home Tonight, that's got to be playing my bump music, okay? I've added
in the
that.
First break.
Huh?
In the first break.
In the first break? Did you play that? You did already? I missed it? Okay, yeah. Play it again.
Okay.
8:20 in the morning here, and with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's 8:20 in the morning here. I had, on the 21st, it's about 64 degrees out there. It's just going to be a beautiful week, but we are in a
high fire danger,
red flag because of winds and dryness. So be careful out there. Hey, our guest today is Casey Bowden, and he is one of the candidates for the Gateway Unified School District. Got it. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So we start off by asking who you are and, you know, who you're in the community, how you got here, and, yeah, tell people who you are.
Gotcha. My name is Casey Bowden, and I got involved with all this because my son attends school out at Gateway School District, and obviously over the last year or so, there's been some turbulence out there, and, we're looking to – there's an open seat now, and –
Are you a Reading native? Did you come from someplace else? I mean, how'd
I end up here? I was born in Upland, lived in Ventura up until the age of, I think it was 10. We moved up here in 1989.
Okay, so you've been here a long time.
Yeah, moved up to Reading in 1989, and then I went to Sequoia Middle School and then graduated from Shasta High and then Shasta College and then off to Chico State. So.
Okay, and you decided to come back here then?
Yeah, after leaving Chico, I traveled for work for what I did. I worked for bands and stuff like that.
Bands?
Yeah.
Like rock bands?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, you got to talk to Linda.
I know.
What did you do in the rock bands? I find it fascinating.
Started out basically as like a PA, a personal assistant, and then kind of went from there and then became like a drum tech and stage manager, that kind of thing. So,
wow.
That was for national, international touring acts. So, and I did that for about 10 years and then settled back down here in late 2008, early 2009. So.
Okay. Well, there's not too many touring bands around here.
No. These are all, from L.A. or Bay Area.
Sure. No. So how'd you get involved with this thing? I mean, as we know, there's been some consternation out there.
Yeah. Hey. I think it's literally, my son's been going there since kindergarten, and my son's got some, special needs, so sure. I've been heavily involved. I had be heavily involved with his schooling, and, just got to know the staff and everyone pretty well. So I'm always, talking to the teachers, whether it's during drop-off pickup or, events and stuff like that. And so
you got to know people out there. Your kid's going to school there.
Yeah. And then so at some point I got invited to, if I wanted to partake and join the site council out there at Grand Oaks, that's the school he attends. And
which council?
It's called the site council.
Site. Okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
You go over, like, you know, discussing, like, you know, safety stuff at the school and other certain, you know, like PTA, you know, certain events that are going on, you know, approving okay. things or coming up with new ideas. I mean, it's a small group. It's made up of like half staff, half parents.
Okay. So. Yeah. So you have a say in what's going on at the school.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, offer some ideas or things, observations you see, stuff that's, you know, hey, we could improve this here, or can we do this? You know, we notice this is not safe. You know, is there different ways we can do things? Can we change this? You know, et cetera. So, and so I enjoyed doing that. It was nice to partake in it. And then, of course, we've kind of entered that era where, you know, board meetings would all of a sudden start to get really hot and contested. And
was this before the election?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this has been going on for several years.
Yeah, you know, I would hear about it, and I'm not much into, like, really, because when you watch those things, I can't, you know, it kind of gets your blood boiling, too, you know. And so anyway, I just said, you know, like, I really believe in service, you know, and giving back if you can, you know, whatever you can do. And so I always just kind of, like, had mentioned that to some of the teachers or principals, you know. But, yeah, when this opening came up, a couple people had asked me. And, you know, I never thought I would really kind of throw my hat in the ring for something like this, because I'm kind of, like, I enjoy being kind of behind the scenes working, you know, and making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a learning curve and tough, you know, to kind of put yourself out there. To be that person, you know? So, yeah.
Well, the background on this is, for people who haven't been following this, is there was an election out there for the school board. And three members were elected onto the school board. And changes were made dramatically. It ended up with the head of the board, the school board, resigning, which left it four people there. Two really opposed groups, at least at the beginning. And so the superintendent was fired. There was another one that was going to be brought in that didn't happen. And then they all got together and agreed on the superintendent out there now, and everybody seems real happy with the superintendent. Thank God.
And it was a unanimous vote to put him in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought that was
But
progress.
It's still 2-2, so they still have the opening. And so there's an election coming up, two people, your opponent and you, that are running for this, for the school board position. So what is your...
What are the issues that they're arguing about and...
This month?
Well, I mean, obviously...
I guess it's the overall direction.
Is it about the curriculum? Is it about the activities? What is the main thing that they're discussing that's such a dissenting factor?
As of right now, the only thing that, I mean, was literally the last board meeting, which had to do with the notifying parents of if their kids identified as, I guess, trans or, mm-hmm. you know, the... that thing. And so that was, you know, split, and it was very heated, you know, you could tell. Other than that, you know.
Are you prepared to say which way you would have gone on that?
Well, the way it's worded now, I would not have voted for it. But hear me out. I know a lot of people like to flame me for that. I mean, most those rights, you know, they're, you know, because that's the thing, is talking about our parent, you know, being a parent,
yeah.
our rights. And so everything that else is in that, I don't know what you would call it, agenda item.
Mm-hmm.
Those are rights already afforded to us that are already there. And even the notification part, it's just, you know, it's the hard 3-day notification period, you know, on that issue and then other issues. So whether it's bullying or anything like that. And my concern was, you know, the kids that have the families where they might feel, like whether they could be...
They're not comfortable in telling their parents that...
Yeah, they're not comfortable. They could be kicked out of the house, you know, whatever it might be. And there's no... I wanted to see something like where there'd be some sort of support for that, whether it's mandatory counseling. And the one board member, actually had the good idea of making, like, you know, amending it to change it. So if there was something like that, you know, whether CPS has to get involved or something, you know, because, you know, if you have a fan, or my look at it is like if you had a child and they did fear telling their family that because for whatever reasons, and then you just you make the notification, then you just turn them loose on the family. What's the follow up? You know,
is there mandatory? I understand what you're saying. And I'm going to take a break now.
Sure. So
we need to come back and talk about this because we want the best for our kids, of course.
Yeah.
But we also, the families play such a huge part in this.
Huge.
And so I want to hear, you know, we want to talk about this a little more because this is a big thing. It's going through California. It's going through the United States right now. It's going to end up at the Supreme Court, I believe, at some point because somebody's going to sue and say, wait a minute.
A lawsuit.
Yeah. There's probably numerous ones out there, and they'll work its way up to the Supreme Court. So let's talk about it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Lucky Miller's. It's the place I've gotten my haircut since I've lived in Redding. It's a better known business. It hasn't changed, probably hasn't changed in 30 years, but it hasn't changed at all. You get great haircuts. They work by appointments only. You give them a call at 53, I say only, that's not true. They do appointments, 530-244-9478. However, if you drop in and there's an opening there, they'll be more than happy for you to step into the chair. This is Cypress Square Barbershop. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot. At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
I'm just trying to take you back to your old days there, Casey. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike? Well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Trish and I are here with Casey Bowden. He is running for the open spot on the Gateway Unified School District. We had his opponent on. And earlier, and not today, but earlier this month or last month. And we're talking about now, we're talking about the big one that really gets a lot of attention. And we want to hit this just for a little while more because there's so many other things that the school board does. And that's notification of parents. I don't have a dog in the fight in the sense that I have kids in school, but I see the fact that, in Chino, Valley, California, down south, school board ended up paying $100,000 to the mom because they didn't tell her what was going on at school. And thinking that the school is going to keep this quiet, I think is almost impossible because the kids will go home, tell their parents, and their parents are going to turn around and call the kids' parents. So you can't really keep it a secret. So should the school board or should the schools notify the parents at some point in here?
Well, I mean, I feel like they would. They should. But, I mean, I can't speak for other schools, but...
But it's a state law that they don't.
Yeah, and that's... And that's what happened. They just passed the losses because now you're discriminating against the kids that are making that transition. And they're
so is that if the kid requests that they don't?
No.
Tell them?
They do not. The school has no – in fact, is
I'm not sure if they I think, can't. I don't –
they can, yeah, they
it's
can
a
notify
law.
Them.
I mean, they. I think it's going to be –
Well,
I'm going to have to go back and look at it, but they did pass a law that says that you're keeping it secret. And then the other school boards around here have said that. And then the state's actually suing one school board over what they said. No, we need to notify the parents. And this is it's kind of a big thing. This is a mental health question.
Yeah. And so, well, like I said, we were discussing, you know, like, yeah. I know the, what do you call it? You said that, you know, the attorney general suing the one school district. And so you had the one court say it was upheld it and said it was okay. And then I think just the other day, another federal judge, you know, shot that down or I don't know exactly
and that
how
happens.
It works. And yeah. And so, I mean, like, you know, it will ultimately end up in, who knows, the Supreme Court or something. So, but whether or not, you want to tie up your school board, you know, in the school district, arguing about this, I feel out here in Gateway. I mean, like for me personally, I can't picture them not getting involved. So
okay.
Well, I'm a parent. I mean, I would want to know what's going on with my kid.
Okay.
You know?
Well, then
and I 100% believe in parents' rights, and it drives me nuts when I keep hearing people say that I don't. You know, it's like my child's there too. You know.
Uh huh.
So, but.
It's just a contentious question, but there's so many other important things we need to
There is, but I want to make just one final point. Is that, you know, I spent over 20 years as an elected official, and I don't ever remember an issue that came up, whether I was dealing with the city attorney, whether I was dealing with county council, whether I was dealing with the attorney that represented the school boards that I served on, all of those things. They're always going to tell you, there's a chance you're going to get sued.
No, I know.
You're going to get sued. You're going to get sued. And as an elected official, I always took the fact that there's right and there's wrong. People can sue you for anything.
Yeah.
But you've got to stand for your principles and the people you represent and do the right thing. And if they're going to sue you, they're going to sue you.
Yeah.
If you're not going to take action because there's a chance you're going to get sued if you do, you're not going to be representing your people. That, I just, bottom line, and I had attorneys frown at me and stomp out of the room on many occasions because, well, you're going to get sued. Well, sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. But there was the right thing to do.
And I know before that board meeting, they were in there meeting with legal. That was the whole point of that closed session meeting. And obviously, I don't know, it must have not have gone.
And that's the thing. From my point of view, and I this is about you and your election, but our rights are being taken away from us one at a time, right? And if we don't stand up for parental rights and the right to know what's happening to our children, we cannot allow the government to have the final say on our children.
Yeah.
We just can't.
Under California's anti-discrimination laws, federal and state laws, that transgender or gender nonconforming students' identity cannot be shared with their parents without the student's permission. That's the law. They tried to introduce another law that said parents would be able to be told, but that went down in flames.
They have to get the child's permission to let the parent know.
Okay. Let's move on. Where are you going to concentrate on to make things better?
Yeah. I mean, my focus really is if you look at, you know, the numbers from the at our district, we have a really, really bad, horrible problem with chronic absenteeism at our school.
Truancy.
Yeah. We're looking average of between 50 and 60% across the board.
Wait, say that again. You've got 50% of your students are truant or just don't show up?
They're deemed chronic absentees. So that's missing 10% of the school year.
And is that in your younger grades or older grades?
It's, like I said, it's across the board. The younger ones are, I would say it's higher, you know, looking at the numbers.
And see, didn't that surprise you? When you think of truancy, you think of kids that skip school.
No, I mean, the issues at Gateway are also, too, when you look at the numbers, and on average across our schools there, you're looking at 80% of those children enrolled. They're coming from, you know, they're called socioeconomically disadvantaged households. So you have, you know, kids with, you know, maybe one parent, maybe they're being raised by a guardian, maybe, you know, well, there's a lot of grandparents raising children out there. And, I mean, they do a heck of a job, too. I mean, I see grandparents all the time out there at the schools. But it's not your stereotypical household out there. So, I mean, you got everything going on out there, and you have what they call, like, a lot of, transients. You know, it's like where it's like families are constantly moving around, being shuffled. Maybe they don't have permanent homes, you know, or it's like, hey, we got to move from this apartment to another one. There's areas where, I mean, households don't have running water.
What can you do to cut down those numbers? Because that's one of the things you want to do.
Yeah. I've brought that up. You know, how do you really address that? And obviously it's, you know, because that issue to me comes down, I mean, like the family unit, and obviously there's not a lot of family units, you know, or they're, you know, broken, basically. And so how do you repair that? But it's trying to get the families or who's there, the support systems, to buy in, you know, and make them feel welcome. Like, get them, how do you, you know, outreach to those people and, you know, make it, stress the importance of, hey, let's make, you know, let's get the kids here every day. Like, what, I mean, I don't know. It takes, like, it's not like
Gateway feed breakfast to kids?
They do.
Okay. Do they feed lunch to kids?
They do, yes.
So that's one way right
that's
there.
A big, yeah,
that's a big thing, get the kids there to be fed.
Yeah.
And I think in some school districts, I don't know if Gateway does, they send food home.
Yeah. I don't know how exactly that works. But, yeah, I forget the term, but, yeah, they, like, basically fill up the backpack for the kid.
So the kid can have dinner.
Yeah.
All right. So it's reaching out to the guardians or parents or grandparents that have got these kids, and you've got 50% truancy across the board. They have to buy in. It's not the kids. Kids are going
to Yeah, the kids. I mean, the kids love being there. They enjoy being there.
Is part of it transportation, Casey?
That could be a part of it. I mean, I know they have most of those areas covered by bus routes, but, you know, there are households where they don't have automobiles, so they might have to, you know, if there isn't a bus that hits a specific area, they might have to take, you know, I don't know, public transportation. One of the kids that was on my son's baseball team that's in Gateway, they don't have a car, you know. And so, like, I was more than happy to, you know, take him up to practices. But if there was something where I couldn't, I mean, this kid, I mean, 10 years old, and to me in this day and age, it shocks me, he was riding Rabba by himself, going, you know, hauling all his gear and, you know, just, I mean, in today's day and age, you don't see too many young kids doing that. You know, that's more of like when, you know, I was a kid or you guys, you know, you take that public transportation and it was, you know, you felt like you didn't have a worry, you know, you weren't worried about your safety or anything like that. And I know it's, you know, our public transportation is safe, but yeah, you know, it floors me. Some of these kids, like, they've had to grow up in certain ways a lot faster, you know, take on more of those adult kind of things, you know. Like, I mean, my son, I couldn't say, hey, go get on route number 8 and, you know, he'd end up in Chico, or I don't know. You know, he's.
So there's got to be a more user-friendly way of getting the kids to school.
Yeah, you know, and I can't.
In some
cases. And like I said, I'm not an expert in that area, but yeah, I mean, I would believe that would help, you know.
We got to take a break here. Our guest is Casey E. Bowden, who's running for the Gateway Unified School District. We've discussed the fact that there are some contentious issues out there and where he stands on notifications. And that's a shifting target, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a shifting target. But truancy, I had no idea that Gateway had a 50% truancy rate across the board. When we come back, let's talk about school grades.
Yeah.
Because obviously if you got truancy, you're going to have a problem with kids being able to move on to the next grade.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country. Many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursdays, Trish is my Thursday girl.
Oh, Thursdays. I love Thursday mornings. Everything except really the part where you get up at 5:30. That part I'm not
I always like you
up.
Being here. Well, you could just throw on a, you know, a bathrobe and a hat and come on in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not in your life.
Hey, our guest is Casey Bowden, who's running for the Gateway Unified School Board. They've got an election. When is that going to be?
Election's November 7th.
November 7th. Okay.
So it's coming right up.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
We're getting there.
Be here before you know it.
Yep.
Okay. We just heard a fact that just completely floored me, that 61% or just 50% overall in the Gateway.
If you want to average it out, but I mean, yeah. This is from the 2021 to 22 school year on the school accountability report card.
Yeah.
So in the high school, you have a chronic absence of 62%.
62%, my friends, at a high school. Now, that means they've missed 10% of the classes.
I think that's the standard definition of chronic absentee.
And okay. I would point out that that's not unusual to the Gateway School District. We've got that throughout Shasta County and our school district.
Well, and the reason is that we most of them come from poor families. You can call it anything you want, but they're poor families. And that they're moving around a lot, and like these kids are being raised by not their parents, but maybe grandparents or guardians, like you said.
Single family.
And it's not so much the transportation as it is just getting them to the bus stop. They're being provided breakfast and lunch and backpacks with food for dinner, to make, you know, cause the kids got to eat in the morning and at lunch. So what can be done? And because this impacts on their school grades too, which is why,
yeah, it's like a never ending battle.
In Baltimore, 11% of the 5 highest graded high schools, only 11% were at the math level they were supposed to be in the 5 best high schools in Baltimore. So I can imagine how we are here. If a kid's missing a lot, how do we, I mean, do they get passed on to the next grade?
They have to meet certain requirements. I mean, that's something obviously I'll be learning more about. But I don't know how the what's the level of, if they don't meet this or exceed it, if they're held back. I mean, I do know what happens. There's children held back, but yeah, I don't know how that's determined ultimately.
Okay, so that's a huge problem. What other concerns do you have? In what's going on in the district?
I mean, right now, the main stuff is literally just the attendance and the academics. There's okay. always room for improvement. And then I would like to see ultimately too more community involvement, not just drop off. Here's my kids,
mm-hmm.
And I know that's tough. That's easier said than done. Everyone's busy. Everyone's got a lot of stuff going on, but. Like we were discussing, it's like you got to get people to buy in. And our teachers, they have their hands full, I mean, I remember when I was going to school, teachers literally just were there in the classroom when you got there. And all you worried about was, the lessons for that day. So now you got teachers doing pickup, drop off, lunch duty, having to volunteer for all the clubs, after school stuff. I mean, it's like never ending. And then the food stuff,
Then they burn out.
Yeah.
Maybe not burn out's the right word, but they get over stressed.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I like to see, I don't know if we have the ability, financially to hire more people, as far as like aides or, and that's another part where parents too. Parents are more than welcome to volunteer in the school. You can do it. I've done it. I mean, you can go and sit in your child's class. And you're always more than welcome. You can inspect the materials, and you can always opt out. That's another thing, when we're talking about the parents' rights.
Yeah, okay. What about materials? Like now you're hearing all these things about very explicit books in the library. Has that come up?
No, to my knowledge, I've never encountered that in Gateway, and I've never heard about it.
Yeah, that would be kind of I can't see any of the school board saying that's okay.
No, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm sure there's been an instance here or there, and maybe someone slipped a book in the library or something somehow gets through. But
yeah.
As far as, we're out here and concerned, I've never come across any of those materials. And then, like, the literature or, if they're reading books, that's sent home, like the information's in the backpack. And if there's stuff that you don't want your child reading or participating in, you can opt out. And they'll provide different stuff.
Same okay.
Any sort of like the, life stuff, whether it's sex education. There's been minor things, my son's only in fifth grade, but they do give you the option, like, if you don't want them to participate.
Don't want my kid to learn about this yet because I see him at home and he does not need to know about this. Maybe eighth grade. So you can do
that.
Yeah,
you can make your own determination.
Well, that's the way it should be, though. I mean, you've got – parents have to have a say, and you're agreeing with this on – okay.
I'm a parent. I wouldn't want someone just doing whatever with my child. I mean, I'd like to know what he's doing. So.
Is the board, and okay, so we've got a couple minutes left, so this is a quick answer because I want to let people know how to get a hold of you and all that. Is the school board getting along better than it was?
After the last board meeting, it kind of looked like how it was previously last year. But, I mean, the meeting before that, it looked a lot better, like it looked mm-hmm. like, it was kind of like, okay, we got to move on. We got to move forward. We got to start working together and get this figured out. And everyone seemed very, what's the term? Congenial. I mean, like I didn't feel like the tension.
Should school board have a requirement that you got to have kids in the school?
I mean, I think it's a big perk. I think it's a big plus. I don't think necessarily, because whether, I feel like a governing board should have a mix of, different types of people. not just
I could run. I could run for that spot.
I don't even know where it is.
I don't even know where the gateways. You know where they even have.
Well,
their
you have to live in certain areas.
Okay. You got to live in the school district. Yeah. Got it. How do people get a hold of you, Casey? I know you've put some stuff out, you know, online and everything. But how do people get a hold of you? Or you
find out more about you?
Fundraisers or meetings with people.
VoteCaseyBowden.com. I'm sure it's got a link there to, you know, like the Facebook, which is the same. I don't personally operate that or monitor it. So my team behind me takes care of all that stuff. So, but from there, my email address and anything like that's available. So, and anything that has an outreach or question, I'll do my best to answer it. So.
Okay. And what would be the final, you've got about 2 minutes left. What is the reason we should vote for you for this school board?
I believe people should vote for me because, you know, I participate in our school district. I've been out there. I work, participate, and volunteer in the community. I've been out there coaching Little League now. This is my third season doing it. I work with all sorts of different parents, families, you know, whether we're, you know,
yeah,
this, you know, whatever end of the political spectrum you want to say. And I do that all day in work too, you know, and I feel I'm pretty just, you know, I'm, let's just get together and work and figure it out. You know, like I don't, all the outside stuff, I, you know, that's just not me. I, you know, let's do what's best for the kids, the families, and our school district. You know?
Okay. We'll end on that one. Casey Bowden, who's running for the Gateway Unified School District for the